Qantas 7-hour flight to nowhere sells out in 10 minutes.
Wait, seven-hour flight to what?
So, to nowhere.
What do you mean?
It was just Qantas Airlines. They booked a 7-hour flight that just went around Australia for 7 hours. Wait,
so you're telling me that people are now flying. They're going on airplanes because they're bored because they need something
That's
to do?
That's exactly what, like, people are, literally people are quoted as saying they miss air travel. They miss the thrill of air travel so much.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking absurd.
Because they miss the experience of flying. Also,
what
the pilots.
Experience of flying.
Exactly. Like, no, it's funny. I heard they're going to get stuck on the runway for 45 minutes.
Oh, make it the whole experience. What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what is up?
What's good, people? Episode 15, all days off. How are you guys doing? It's a bit nippy out here.
It is a bit nippy.
It's a bit nippy.
We're out in Long Island still.
Strong Island.
Yeah, it's getting turned Cold Island.
Cold Island, yeah. This is the first time we've ever rocked sweatshirts. Yeah. And we've been begging for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
and
a sweatshirt
guy. I don't
really
want it.
I'm a sweatshirt guy for sure, and I'm comfortable in this, but I just wish it was a little less nippy.
Yeah, it's a bit nippy.
If it was like -2 nippies, this would be pretty comfortable.
-2 nippies?
Yeah, that's how they measure temperature in Britain, yeah. Right? Nippies?
Yeah, if they can make it a couple nipples less.
Yeah. That's what they measure, is how hard. It's so cold,
how
your nipples
are hard.
It's pretty nippies. Both my nips are hard.
Yeah.
And that's the title of episode 15.
It is definitely getting a bit nippy out here.
Too nippy. Summer is over, I'll tell you that much.
I think it's just this weekend for some reason. I don't
yeah.
know.
Anyway, man, you know what's annoying about doing shit?
I don't know, that it sucks.
Doing shit does suck.
Doing shit fucking sucks.
It really
dude.
Sucks.
You know that. Everybody knows this. We're just preaching to the choir now, you know?
Yeah, but like, here's something happened to me where it was a convenience. Like, I got hooked up with a ride home to Long Island for
okay,
Rosh Hashanah
cool.
with my sister.
Sounds
and I was like,
so
sick.
Far.
Okay, yeah, don't need to take the train. But then, like, getting hooked up quickly turned into me, like, having to do shit now in order to get home. Like, here's what I had to do. I had to leave my Inwood apartment on 190th Street, go meet my sister in Hell's Kitchen, which is a solid 40-minute
yeah, it's gonna
subway
take
ride.
A little bit.
Then I had to, I got
then?
A call. Yeah.
There's then?
Oh, there's, dude, we're on step one
on,
of, like,
sorry.
30. Yeah.
I thought that was it. Okay, go on.
Let's remember where this started. I got hooked up with a ride home.
Okay.
That's where it started. Okay, so step one, take a 40-minute subway to Hell's Kitchen to meet up with my sister. I give my sister a call. I say, hey, on the way, walking 10 minutes to the parking garage to meet her where we're going to pick up a car because there's a car there for us. Also, like, sounded dope. Like, hey, just meet me at the garage. I'm picking up this car and we're going to Long Island. It sounded sick. But then I call my sister. She's like, hey, on the way, I'm pretty hungry. I'm like, wow, I'm hungry too. Yeah, can you bring some snacks? And she's like, no, could you, like, pick up lunch? So, okay, let's add picking up lunch for two to this adventure.
Okay, where was that? Was that in between the...
I'm not even at the car yet. I got off the subway at
okay,
this point.
Okay,
I get to the car. We get in the... First of all, I get to the garage. I beat my sister there by about 10 minutes.
Oof.
She was, like, 15
so now you
blocks
have to
away.
Wait?
Yeah, now I'm waiting. Wearing a mask, it's kind of warm out. I'm, like, sweating my ass off. I'm holding food. I'm starving. Mm-hmm. I got the food in my bag. And this is all just doing shit that I did not... I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
This sucks.
It sucks.
And then here's... let's add a little more on here. So we were picking up a car, and we are in Midtown Manhattan, and we have to go all the way to Midwood, Brooklyn, which is South Brooklyn.
What?
And it's, like, a Hasid neighborhood.
Okay.
Which I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, it's Rosh Hashanah. Ooh, we're in a Hasid neighborhood. I just wish it didn't take us an hour and a fucking half
yeah,
to get here.
Sucks.
Mind you, this is 4 p.m. It's rush hour.
Yeah. Why'd you have to go there? Like, family friends or something?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We were picking up my sister's boyfriend because he was returning his Kia because his lease was up. And the only Kia dealership, which apparently the Hasids love Kias. So
is
it makes
that
sense.
True?
Yeah, Hasids love... Because they love vans and Kia, right? Because they have so many kids that they need vans.
Okay, okay.
So Happy Rosh Hashanah, everybody. Happy New Year.
Yeah, we ate an apple. We're good.
Yeah, we ate an apple.
I ate a couple apples.
So we had to go all the, it took us an hour and a half to get to this neighborhood to pick up my sister's boyfriend. And then from there, drive in rush hour from Midwood, Brooklyn, back to Long Island, which was another hour and a half. So I left my apartment at 2:45 and I got to my destination at 6:15.
Instead of you being like, you know, a convenience that you got hooked up with a ride, it was just more of like a, hey, I'm bringing you home. You're going to have to do all these errands.
Yeah.
I didn't have a car in school when I was up in Buffalo. So, like, I would always, like, ask my friends for rides home from school because, like, my campus was, like, probably, like, 15-minute drive away. So, like, it wasn't close. So, I would always have to depend on people for rides. And my friend would be like, yo, dude, you're coming with me. I got you. And then he'd take me, like, grocery shopping yeah. with him. Always. Like, he had to do this. He had to do that. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I just walked home, you know?
That's the thing. Doing shit sucks when it's your own shit. It's even worse when you get tossed into doing other people's shit.
Like, and like, it's the convenience on your end because we're shitty. Yeah. We're shitty people. We're depending on other people to do stuff for us, and they'll be like, "Yeah, you could do it."
Yeah.
And then you're like, "Thank God," but then you're like, "Ugh, I didn't know this came with all this baggage."
Yeah, like, thanks so much for the ride. I didn't know it came with all this bullshit.
Yeah, how much?
I would have spent $1 jillion on an Uber.
I was gonna say, did you even check the Uber?
Yeah, did you even check the
did
Uber
you even
prices?
Check the Uber price. I would have probably, if I knew I was getting into that, what was the total time that you?
I
that
left
you
my
left
apartment.
Your apartment?
It was 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours. To go from northern upper Manhattan to Long Island. To
how
Suffolk
long
County,
would
right
the Uber ride have been from your Inwood apartment?
Hour and 45, hour and a half. Crazy. Would have cost me, would have run me a couple jillion.
Couple jillion? A few jillies?
A few jillies.
A jilly.
Yeah.
A jillion here.
We're talking a couple
there.
$100 jillion on this Uber. So that wasn't an option. But right. You were talking about college. Like that happened, that would happen so often because cars were just like, only very few people had them. And if you could get access to one, it was for an errand you had to run. But it was never, if they had to run another errand, it was like, no,
yeah,
whoa, whoa,
stop,
whoa, whoa,
dude.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. But also,
this
I remember.
Is about me.
Did
right?
your dad ever do this when you were a kid? Just be like, hey, I'm going to a hardware store. Get in the car. You're coming with me.
Oh, dude. I
like,
hate
why?
That. I would always get guilted into like, hey, I'm taking a ride. You want to come with? Like, no.
Yeah, oh, and come
like,
on. Come on with you. It'll only take 3 hours.
Yeah, like, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah. My brother does that. My older brother does that to me all the time. My dad does that. My mom does that too. She's like, oh, you want to come to Costco with me? Like, no, yeah. I don't. I really don't. I'm sorry. Like, it's nothing against you.
Yeah.
That's not what I want to do. And like, for you to think that, oh, maybe Corey wants to go to Home Depot with me.
I know what Corey wants to do right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Like, do you know me? Do you even know? You ever have your parent like give you, like, when you were growing up, some food that you didn't like? And you're like, what? Since when do you not like spinach? I'm like, I never like spinach. Like, I made this known that I don't like doing this. And
yeah.
And they're just like, oh, he would love this.
He's going to love this spinach, mainly spinach dinner that I made him.
It's like, hey, my brother is like sometimes would have to like drive to the Hamptons for something. Like, hey, like want to come with me? Like, I'm taking a ride to the Hamptons. And, like, that sounds cool, but like I know it's not. I'm just sitting in a car with you. It doesn't matter where the fuck I'm going.
Right. Yes.
Like, it's not like we're leaving the car doing some dope shit. You know, my mom's like, oh, like come to the beach. I'm like, in theory, that sounds great. However, like, you know, when the fun part about going to beaches is that you get super trashed and you're with your friends and shit.
Right.
Not like when you're not getting trashed and you eat a turkey sandwich with your mom.
Right.
Like, that's not that fun.
It's one or the other. You're either getting trashed or eating a turkey sandwich with your mom at the beach.
I think I held the record when I was in high school for most turkey sandwiches consumed consecutively. Because every morning I would just have a turkey sandwich. For every lunch, I would just have turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
People are like, this kid is the turkey sandwich kid.
This kid fucking loves turkey sandwiches. But yeah, like just going, you'd be going to the beach with your mom because she wants to go, not really because you want to go. And that's why doing shit with other people. The other thing about like, if I had to run an errand just on my own and I had my own car, I would never be like, hey, you want to come with?
Yeah.
You want to do my bullshit with me?
Yeah, you want to come with? That's what I'm saying, too.
That's like, I've been
imagine,
having...
like, hitting up your friend and being like, yo, like, oh, fuck, I have to go to the laundromat. Let me just hit up fucking Tyler right now.
Yeah.
See what he's up to. Hey, you want to come to the laundromat with me?
Yeah. Like, if I had a friend who needed a ride, also needed a ride home to Long Island, I was like, cool, yeah, I got you. Just know it's going to take 4 hours and we got to stop because my sister's boyfriend needs to pick up her car because he's returning his car.
Yeah, I would have taken the train.
He'd be like, whoa, never mind. I'm not going home for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, I would have just taken the train or some shit.
It's cool. I got a Jillion in the bank. I'm going to call an Uber.
That is funny. Man, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Here we are. It is the first, or the, I guess the second of whatever month, the Jewish month.
It's the first month of...
I don't know the real date, so I'm going to go by Jewish date, only because this is the new year. So it has to be like the first or the second.
Yeah, it has to be the second
of whatever month.
Yeah.
It is, I think it's 5760 right now. Happy 5760.
Yeah, I feel like it's always 5760. I don't know how the Jewish calendar works. Is it the same year for like 5 years?
Yeah, I don't know either. It's like 50, it's always 57 something.
Yeah.
I guess it's 60 now. L'shana Tova, Happy New Year, people.
Yes.
But yeah, we are here. We are still bored in the house and in the house bored 6 months later. Remember that, guys? Hey, remember when we were, you know, how cute, how adorable of us. We were bored in the house and in the house bored.
Look how much fun we're having being so bored in the house and in the house bored. Isn't this so much fun?
So fun.
Who would have known that? What a prophecy, that guy.
Huge.
Whoever wrote that.
Big for him.
Yeah.
He thought he was just writing a song, but he wasn't. He was writing an anthem.
He was writing the rest of our lives.
He was writing the 2020 anthem. That should be like the next World Cup song. You know, every like World Cup, they have like a song. Like the next World Cup song should be like, bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
You know when they when Google every year does like an end of year commercial, like a rap, and it's like a big deal. Google's it's just gonna be bored in the house and the house bored videos. That's gonna be Google's 2020 video, and then a picture of RBG, and then that's it.
I love those year in reviews. Like I wonder, people's like Spotify playlists, like, you know, they do a Spotify year in review every year. It's going to be so much more depressing. Instead of it being like Travis Scott, it's just going to be like someone who's like super depressed, who's got like super depressing songs.
What's her name? Who's kind of popular right now? Not Adele. The Billie Eilish. None of them sound fun. None of her songs are like, I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
All her songs are like, I want to dye my hair and like maybe shave it after.
I fuck with some Billie Eilish, honestly. It's not like depressing music. It's more like for some, it's
just
spooky
dark
vibes.
It's like, yeah, it's
like spooky
vibes. Kind of dark undertones.
Spooky vibes.
Spooky
we're
vibes.
Almost at Halloween. We're getting heckled.
We're getting chirped right now. We're getting chirped heavy. Yeah, it sounds like we got a question.
What does that mean in bird language?
We got a question from the audience.
Oh, they're stopping now.
They're like, all right, we'll leave you alone. But yeah, we're still bored in the house. Summer's over. Maybe we'll be right back even more in the house and in the house bored.
Yeah. But now the thing is, like, we've been bored in the house and in the house bored, and that's all we've been doing, and which brings us into our next thing, TikTok. Is not leaving.
Not leaving.
Not,
shocker.
No deal. You know, like Deal or No Deal, where it looks like you're about to. Is Deal or No Deal? We're not leaving. Like,
yeah.
I'm not fucking leaving.
This whole TikTok ordeal was literally just like on American Idol when Ryan Seacrest was big, and we'll let you know
after
the break. That happened like 3 times with TikTok.
What's the deal? Like, are you leaving? Are you not leaving? Every day we get a notification, hey, we're leaving. And then 3 days later, we're not leaving.
The sexual tension between TikTok existing in New York, in the United States, or not. Like, Jesus.
That's funny.
Fuck it or don't.
Yeah. What are we doing, TikTok? Are we leaving or are we not? Because we were excited when we heard the news.
I was kind of pumped when I was like, okay, it sounds like it's legit by November. It could be gone.
We were excited. We were like, okay, we're going to plan around this, okay? What's going to happen without TikTok? Everything's going to move to Instagram Reels, right?
Mm, right.
And, you know, they already created that. Because they were, you know, well, Instagram always does that. Facebook is always just creating shit.
Yeah, they knew that was the next format.
But, so everything's kind of going to move to real. So we were, like, planning on it. We were like, okay, that's awesome. Like, what are we going to do now? So now we were thinking, okay, hey, Sway House, Hype House, these are all TikTok houses.
Yeah.
We're going to be the first Reels house.
Yes.
It's going to be, the fuck house is moving to Reels.
Reels.
Reels house. We're going to be the first Reels house, and it's going to be fucking sick.
And we're going to come out with a reality TV show called Reels World.
Reels World. The Reels World of the fuck house, boys.
It was going to be awesome. It was going to be me, Corey, and two
hot chicks
dancing and lip syncing in a really sick house in LA.
I mean, yeah, what else would you want?
And now Trump fucked it all up. and TikTok's coming back.
Yeah, so what do we do to get rid of TikTok now?
Yeah, shit, what do we have to do? I think we just have to make reels so fire that everybody leaves TikTok.
Yeah, so check us out. We bought a my shed in the back of my backyard, my shed. We're going to go there.
Yeah.
We're going to piff there. It's where the piffing's going to happen. And my shed is going to be the first reels house.
The real shed.
It's going to be real shed life. Reels life, colon, shed.
We've got the pod, too. We've got two.
Oh, yeah, we have pods, yeah. But yeah, we're going to be the first reels house. It's going to be fucking sick.
Yeah.
We might have to move out of the way. My lawnmower is in the shed too.
Well, that's your bedroom, right? The lawnmower spot?
Yeah, yeah. I was
that's where your bed is.
You'll be on the... We have a little shelf. We'll like throw you
right
up on top.
Right, I remember seeing that shelf. Yeah.
So we'll throw you up on top there. It's going to be fucking sick. You know, even though TikTok might be staying alive... It's going to be fucking sick. We're going to be the first reels house. We're going to, you know what? TikTok is alive, yeah. But we're going to fucking kill it.
We're going to murder it.
We're going to fucking kill it.
It's going to be done real soon.
Yeah.
I touched on this a little bit earlier. Obviously, the major news on everyone's mind is the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an icon, RIP.
Yeah. That's tough.
Tip of the cap. RIP. It's really terrible.
Even though we're Mets fans, RIP too packed.
Yeah. Too packed. Obviously, an icon. Everyone's freaking out about the timing of it. It's crazy how, first of all, let's get to November. November is shaping out to be a wild month.
I think November is going to be the craziest time in human history since, like, I don't know. What was crazy in human history? World wars, I guess.
I mean, I bet you I would compare this to the dinosaurs seeing the meteor coming.
I was thinking dinosaurs, but that wasn't human. But, yeah. Pretty fucking crazy shit is about to happen in a month and a half.
I'm going to label it Neurotic November. Neurotic That's how everyone's going to be feeling. Neurotic.
Or No Shave November.
I'm not going to shave. Yeah. We're raising awareness for Neurotic November by doing No Shave November.
No Shave November, yeah. But it is crazy. November is going to be so insane. And honestly, like... You know what it's kind of reminding me of? It's reminding me of, like, Game of Thrones, where, like, the build-up to the last season was everyone's just, like, it was so crazy. And I'm like, how is this going to end? Like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is this is the craziest build-up of all time to any election. And somehow, no matter what, everyone's still going to be disappointed.
Yeah, in the end, we're all not going to be thrilled with how it turned out.
Something, no matter what happens, everyone's just going to be, like, not that thrilled on the outcome.
Yeah. I think there's definitely people who are like, I want to see it all burn. I want to see the mayhem. And there's people who are like, I just want good. I want good. And there's people who are just in the middle like, eh. And it's going to be that. It's going to be like, kind of a letdown on all fronts.
Do you think people are going to vote for Trump just to like see the world burn?
I'm sure there's some people out there. I don't think there's enough sickos.
For only that reason, though. I'm not saying like for his like political reasons. I'm saying like for only that reason, like just to see the world burn.
I think there's people that like him, because of the chaos. They want to see him burn down the establishment. The establishment, drain the swamp.
Yeah, but we also hate the establishment. We've came out saying, hey, establishment. Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Especially the establishment science community and their fake vaccine.
The industry, the establishment, the man, the government.
Yeah.
It's the.
The guy.
Anything and kind of vague, we don't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
The man.
The weather.
Yeah, the weather. I hate the weather.
I fucking hate the weather so much.
The scientists.
But, dude, so November is shaping up to be absolutely horrendous, no matter how it shakes out. But and it's funny you make the Game of Thrones reference because so much of the intrigue of November is going to be like, it was like, who's sitting out of throne? Like, who's going to take the seat?
Yeah, who's going to take the throne?
Isn't that so cool? Like, on Twitter, it went from hearing the announcement that she passed immediately to everyone like, who's gonna take her seat?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if you died and everyone's like, all right, who's up next? Who's taking Corey's seat at the door at Caroline's? Who's
big,
replacing him?
It's a big spot to fill.
His dying wish was that it was a straight white dude that took over his spot.
His dying wish was some fucking Jew from Long Island.
That wasn't getting enough respect.
Actually, no, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a Jew from Long Island because I wouldn't want somebody competing with my own shit.
Right.
Like, I'd rather it be some dude in Kansas that's kind of cool.
Right.
Like, I don't want some fucking guy in the 516 in, like, Roz and Jericho, Syosset, Melville area, like, taking my fucking shit. That's, like, you know what I mean? If you're going to come and take my spot, I don't want it to be somebody that was from my area. I want it to be somebody that was from like Kansas again. Like, that's what, you know what I mean?
Right. Kansas again. Kansas. Yeah. I get that. Well, I'll make sure that's in your will.
Yeah. If I die, the doorman replacement has to be from Kansas.
All right. We'll write that down. We'll make sure it happens. But yeah, terrible news. Obviously, there's people on all platforms. You know, I saw someone say, like, this is, like, the worst thing that possibly could have happened.
Yeah.
Like, possibly? Really?
Like,
you can't
think
of a single
thing that could
thing.
Ever happen.
This whole pandemic was kind of a big thing.
And it's not like, let's be real, it wasn't tragic.
Right. She was...
You know, she lived her life
she
to
fought.
The fullest.
Yeah, she and fought.
She fought. She fought till the fucking end, you know? It wasn't like a Kobe Bryant where, like, you know, or a... I mean, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying...
No,
like,
it
know,
wasn't...
Tragic. It wasn't a tragic early death.
Right. It was not unforeseen.
Yes.
We talked about it. We've been tracking her health on Yahoo's Fantasy Sports for the last 12 months.
She's on the IR.
Yeah, she's been on the IR. Do not starve and drop.
We fucking suck.
Yeah, or the, all right, cut. 20 minutes. Let's get to some other news. Is it? I wrote down Lori McLaughlin. I think it's Lori Loughlin, though, right?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Lori Loughlin.
She's going to prison, but she's going to a prison of her choice. Did you hear about this?
Yes. She, like, got her kid into college or some shit, or she bought, like, what did she actually do? Because, like, from what I know, I don't really know the full story, but right. From, like, what I know, like, I'm pretty sure almost every single parent in Nassau County does the same thing.
Does this.
I probably know at least 15 people that, like, schemed their kids into college. Like,
yeah.
At least, that's I know, you know?
It's like, dude, it was like if I said to you, hey, did you hear about this mom who got caught and is going to jail for cheating to get her kid to college? You're like, dude, my friend's mom's going to jail?
Yeah, like, oh, so shit, everybody crazy. I know is going to jail now?
Yeah, great.
So, like, what actually happened? Because, like, apparently, how many months did she get in jail?
So she got 2 months.
2 months in jail?
2 months in prison of her choice. But so here's what she did. She spent in sum, like, $500,000 and paid off people to get her into USC and also boost to get her to be that she was like on a crew scholarship that she was on the crew team.
You go
team.
To jail for that?
She's it was like wire Did and mail fraud.
Oh, okay, that's where it is.
Just because the word fraud is there, and like I get that the government controls the mail and the wires, so like you can't fuck with that stuff.
Yeah, the mail
no, it was
and the
like
wire.
Financial crimes.
If you're dealing with any of don't play with the wires. You know, that's what my dad said. don't touch that wire.
Never fuck around.
You're
with
gonna
wires.
Ruin the electricity in the entire house. You can't be frauding these wires and mail. You can't be frauding mails email
no.
either.
If you mess with the wires, that's a one way trip to you with your dad.
Yeah,
going to
Resetting,
the hardware
yeah.
shop.
You're going home.
You're doing his shit now.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I was kind of confused at first. I was like, she's going to jail?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Well,
like,
she's going
she
to
do?
Prison.
She got her kid into college with money? Like, oh, so everybody I know
yeah.
is going to jail
She
now?
Did spend quite a bit of money
Did she
to
also
do it.
Kill somebody?
Yeah. She then killed everybody who knew about it. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
2 months, that's it?
More makes
that's
sense.
It?
Yeah,
only
two months. But, yeah, she's going to jail, and she gets to choose. So
here's
what
I'm
going to
say. Well,
okay,
here's
you
what
go.
We say
you
before
go first.
We get there, because we were talking about being in the house and in the house board. I kind of want to change things up a little bit. Maybe, you know, like maybe right now for Lori mm-hmm. is not the worst time to be in prison.
Do the jingle. We want to hear it.
Yeah.
In the jail board.
Board
in
the
jail,
and I'm
in
the
jail
board.
Yeah.
Board in the prison, and I'm in the prison board.
Yeah, there it is.
So, like, that could be fun.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's now is the time if you're going to go to prison, now is the time to do it.
Yeah,
no,
like
nothing's happening. 2 months, get it out of the way. You know, usually we are we wait till the last minute to do things but for this, like, I'd just be like, give it to me last week.
Yeah,
you know?
Give it to yeah.
You know, things are getting
Can we start the ball rolling?
Things are kind of getting to normal. I'm down. And these prisons
they're not so bad. Like, we're looking at them. They're kind of nice. Like, I was thinking, like, if me and my mom could, like, commit some wire fraud together and she could come to prison with me, like, I'd be pretty down. You know? Like, some of these are nice.
They're pretty nice prisons. So what we did is, because she has the choice of her own prison, is we Googled top 50 chillest prisons.
Yeah, this is a list that exists, top 50 chillest prisons
in the world. But we're only going to look at the United States.
Yeah, we're going to try and throw up some pictures on here if our video guy can do it. First one.
So, Lori, if you're listening right now.
Lori, take a look at Butner Federal Correctional Institution. Look at the size of this estate.
Okay, so this one's in North Carolina. Yeah. And, okay, so we're going to go into how nice this one looks. This literally looks like Drake's house.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Drake's house in Google Images, and then I saw this. I'm like, so is this Drake's house?
Yeah, or which one's Drake's house?
I don't get what's going on. It's like, tell these two pictures apart. Yeah, I don't know, seriously. They're both Drake's house.
Put the satellite images, and is that DJ Khaled's house, like, right behind
right
him? There's
next
another
to it,
huge
yeah.
compound over there. So
is that North Carolina, or is that Calabasas?
yeah. So, I mean, this place looks gorgeous. I mean, it's a very nice campus. Here's some other perks. And remember, this is prison, okay?
Yeah, these
this
are
This is
perks.
Prison. It's not going to be like Drake's house, okay? Mm-hmm. It can look like Drake's house. But, like, listen, it's still... But let's talk about some of the security stuff. Minimum to low and some administrative security. So it's pretty low security, Lori. You can fuck around. You can do your shit, you know?
Yes.
You can still... What does she do? Act? I don't know. She can make TikToks. Maybe she can still have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, she can make her in the jail board videos. Population of 5,000.
Okay,
that's not that much. Not it's like a small liberal university.
Yeah,
not very unlike the one that she defrauded the state of California.
It's like private prison.
Yeah, like private prison.
Private prison.
But this is a good networking opportunity to meet with other white collar criminals.
Yeah, there's four different facilities, so it's 5,000. Not only in one facility, it's 5,000 split up into four.
Yeah.
So that's good, and yeah, like you said, there's a lot of networking ability for her to, you know, this also is a high end. You know, prison.
Right.
You know, so it's not like she's chilling with heathens here.
No.
You know, she's chilling with some white collar motherfuckers.
You know who else? She would have a pretty cool roommate at this prison. This is where I believe Bernie Madoff is.
This is where. Wait,
this
wait,
is where our Jew,
where
our Jew boy Bernie. Happy Roche.
Bernie's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Le Shanatova Bernie.
Shanatova Bernie. We know you're listening.
I hope you got your apples Butner. And honey.
Yeah. Jesus. But yeah, that's where he is. And actually, an article came out pretty recently that he's doing very well in Butner. He's really,
really?
Enjoying it.
Is
yeah.
he the man there?
Like obviously everyone there is like a financial criminal, so they think he's like a financial guru, you know?
Of course.
They're all coming up to him like, dude, like, what should I do when I get out here? Like, how do I make money? And he's just like, you should start a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, brilliant.
Because yeah, he's there pretty much forever.
Yeah. I think
which
he's
is a chill
there.
Place to be forever
yeah.
if you did what he did. Which if they, is, if you the, know what? I don't really I know. But
if
like
the judge
I don't know
was,
the details.
Yeah. Imagine the judge is like
Ponzi scheme.
We're sentencing you to a year at Butner Federal Correctional Institution, aka Drake's house.
Yeah.
Take me away.
Take me.
Bailiff.
Yeah, so it's crazy. They did shoot they've shot like multiple Young Money videos here.
So that was the first one on our list.
So we got Butner.
Lori, yeah, take a good look at Butner. We'll send We'll touch base with your people. We did this research for you.
Yeah.
The
so
next one.
We're
going
to move on to the next one. The next one was Jessup Correctional Institution mm-hmm. in Maryland, USA.
Mm-hmm.
This one is so nice. When you were looking it up, it didn't even show pictures of the facility. It just showed four inmates knitting. It just showed four people
Four
knitting.
Inmates of different ethnicities just all knitting the same thing in the same uniform. It looked like a nice little like arts and crafts camp.
It
honestly.
Was so funny when I saw it. It just like, showed like four people like two white, two minorities, and they're just knitting. They're all getting along, just knitting blankets. And
right.
I'm like, oh, you could work on your knitting, Lori.
Right.
If you know, you played a mom, you are a mom. Let's move from mom to maybe grandma.
Exactly.
Let's get some knitting skills in there, Lori.
You got a couple months to kill. Let's start building up some grandma skills.
Yeah, so that's that. It's Jessup Correctional Institution in Maryland, USA.
And it's a different, there's different appeal here. Like, clearly, it's more of a community. Like, if you want a community, Lori. Mm-hmm. You should look more at Jessup. If you're looking for the flair of nice campus
you'll
and
go
some
to
other big white-collar criminals, you got Butner there. But Jessup
Butner.
Is more Butner, Butner, Drake's house.
Yeah,
it's
Drake,
all
yeah.
the same.
Okay. Young Money HQ.
Yeah. But maybe this should be our Reels house. Maybe we should get sent
Reels
to Butner.
House,
yeah. That would be our Reels house. But yeah, Jessup, clearly they're going for the community vibe there. If you want to meet new people, pick up a new hobby, you know, Jessup could be a good one. The final one we looked into is Otisville Correctional Facility.
Okay.
This one is so exclusive. They don't have any pictures, not even of anyone knitting or anything, just of like the nice red brick, like sort of, what is this, like a sculpture up front.
Yeah, it honestly, it looks like you're walking, it looks like you're entering a neighborhood in Brookville, New York.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gold Coast.
Yeah.
It
like,
looks
beautiful.
Like it looks like you're in the North Shore of Long Island.
It looks like this is like right off the Northern State, like pretty near the beach.
This
like,
looks like the entrance to Ohika Castle.
Yeah, this might be Ohika Castle. But that's how beautiful the entrance is. And that's the only pictures you can get of this place. That's how exclusive it is.
Yeah.
So this really is like, it's like the gated community castle. Of correctional facilities. This is New York State Otisville. And honestly, after all the research we did, here's where we netted out. I would go to Otisville because it's closed.
So, closed?
Yeah. For COVID. They released everybody and closed.
Okay, cool.
So if I'm Lori and I'm like, the judge is like, all right, you get to choose which prison you go to. All right, I'll choose Otisville. Oh, no, that one's closed.
We could Zoom in.
Yeah, can we do it from home?
If you send me a Zoom link, I could do that.
Done. Gavel. Done.
She's gonna do her prison from Zoom.
Yeah.
She'll have like a virtual background of like her behind bars.
Right, exactly. The bars are behind her. Prison's the worst.
Ugh, this prison stuff sucks, am I right? And then like her daughter comes in the background, gives her like some fucking her iPad to play with or some shit.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, I'm not allowed to have these.
What's for lunch today? And then her private chef cooks some shit.
Yeah. She's like, oh, guys, doesn't this food suck? Here's your quinoa.
I went to jail. It was horrible. It's like Ellen. She said her house was jail. It's like now Lori's house is literally going to be jail.
Yeah. So
she's sending the Zoom link in. Yeah. She chose Otis.
Also, like, she's not going to actually end up doing 2 months of it. Like, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm doing it over Zoom, I'll do it for 2 months, you know? I'll suck it up, get some street cred. Oh, how long were you in jail? 2 months.
Yeah.
Shit. You get... Well, so the thing is, like, guys, they get butt-fucked. Like, what happens with girls?
Right.
They just, you know? Like, I don't know. Guys, they get butt-fucked. Like, what happens with girls?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're not very friendly to each other.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure there is some sisterhood there. There is brotherhood in Jesus. So, best of luck to Lori. One more thing I'll say, because another rich person who got to go to a really nice prison was Michael Cohen. I don't remember how long he got sentenced for, but he went to one that had like a tennis court. Okay. But I remember in his sentencing, I think they said he could get released on good behavior.
Okay.
How do you get released early on good behavior in a prison where it's like you only behave good?
You know what I mean?
It's like, what did he do? He shagged all the tennis balls after the game every time. He never argued with the line ref.
Good sportsmanship got him good behavior to leave jail.
That's most improved inmate. He kept his bunk tidy.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not tough to have bad behavior when you're getting fucking massaged and playing tennis all day.
Yeah. He got 8 people's business cards.
He's really networking.
He started a business. This is with 3 other inmates.
You know what we should do? We should create like a LinkedIn for these high-end prisons for white-collar prisoners.
Yeah, we should.
A LinkedIn for white-collar prisoners for them to network with each other.
You have to have an email address that's at the prison you're at. Facebook originally, you had to have the college.edu. You have to have Jessup Correctional Facility. .com. Yeah. .jail.
So now that's going to be our next venture.
Yeah. We still have to do the
Moms for capitalists.
Hire. Right.
And we are capitalizing on this venture of LinkedIn for white-collar prisons.
Zuckerberg, if you're listening, which you know you are, it's our idea. You can't dickbag Winklevoss us like you did, all right, on this one.
Berg, you know, I'm an ally clan. The Bergs and the Witzes.
And the Sons.
And the Sons. We're allies. You know, we're not these fucking
Bergwitz
son.
Like
fucking
is a
Steins.
Bergwitz. Yeah,
we're not the Epsteins.
Yeah, we're not the ones going to the jail. We're making the social network at the jail.
Yes, we're doing great.
Yeah,
we are the rehabilitators of white collar criminals. Pretty much what we're doing.
That's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to make sure that they have a network that they can reach out to when they leave. A
That's
very comfortable prison
yeah.
and go back to their very comfortable homes. Let's get to the last headline. This is maybe the best headline I've read in a long time. Qantas 7-hour flight to nowhere sells out in 10 minutes.
Wait, seven-hour flight to what?
So, to nowhere.
What do you mean?
It was just Qantas Airlines. They booked a 7-hour flight that just went around Australia for 7 hours.
Wait, so you're telling me that people are now flying. They're going on airplanes because they're bored because they need something
That's
to do.
That's exactly what, like, people are literally, people are quoted as saying they miss air travel. They miss the thrill of air travel so much.
What?
Yeah. This is a stats that this may be the fastest selling flight in Qantas airline history.
What does that mean, dude?
How can you miss flying that much?
Deathly afraid of flying airplanes. And now people are just like, yo, I'm so bored. Like, can I just, like, I'm going to pay to fly now to nowhere?
Yeah.
That's fucking absurd.
Because they miss the experience of flying. Also,
what
the pilots.
Experience of flying.
Exactly. Like, no, it's funny. I heard they're going to get stuck on the runway for 45 minutes.
You know, make it the whole experience, you know? Yeah. You're going to have to call your friend to pick you up from the... Imagine you were doing this, and then you hit up your friend and be like, hey, can you pick me up from the airport tomorrow?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, where'd you go? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Here.
I just miss flying. Actually, can you drop me off, wait 7 hours, and pick me up? It's a pretty quick trip.
He's like, what do you mean pick you up from the airport? You're here. And he's like, yeah. And you'll be like, why are you going to be at the airport? And he's like, I'm flying. And he's like, oh, where are you going? Here.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I just miss the thrill of flying. I heard they're going to make sure there's a really long security line for when all the travelers show up.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. You'll get sent to the wrong line three times, and then you finally get on the right security line because you were in NSA pre, but they pointed in a similar direction, so you went there.
You're in the wrong terminal. Ah, shit. I missed this.
Wait, so, like, what are people going to do on the plane? Just fucking sit there?
Yeah, like, they're just going to sit there.
Imagine, like, ordering a movie. You're paying for the 7-hour flight, and you just order a movie, and then you're just like, fucking
dude. If I was on this flight, I would pass out. Yeah, I would sleep the entire flight. Out. I bet you there's some people on there, you know, I just haven't had a good snooze on a plane in a while.
Yeah, I don't get what that means.
It's actually insane. If I was a stewardess on one of these flights,
okay,
I would like drop the oxygen mask just to fuck them. Just like, gotcha, because this is like gotcha. An Australian. Gotcha. You know, you wanted the whole experience, right, mate? Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Gotcha with the old oxygen mask trick. Anyway, we're almost landing exactly where we took off. We'll be making our descent to where you took off from,
like,
in 20
what
minutes.
What we are literally describing right now is hell for my mother.
Yeah.
My mom hates flying to a... There are so many people that hate flying because you could die.
It's
you could
terrible.
Die.
Yeah.
You could die. So you're just paying for a chance to die. Like, that's what we're doing.
Imagine if this flight, there's just a terrible storm, you get really bad turbulence, it gets to the point where you're making phone calls to your family, this flight to nowhere is not going well.
I told you not to do it.
I'm literally flying above where we live right now.
Dude, that is insane. And imagine instead of this was like Spirit Airlines starts doing this.
Yeah, you land and like, we lost your package.
Why is this? Why
How
are
is this
people
a thing?
Doing this?
Only
I need
in a
to
country
know.
Like Australia. Because I've been on Qantas Airlines. It's actually like a pretty nice airline. And they actually do show movies. Like, what are people, you know, they have
yeah,
the
but
games.
What do you mean? Like, you could just watch a movie in your house. You're going to be like, okay, what do you want to do? Oh, you want to like book a flight and watch a movie? Like, is that what we're doing?
I haven't watched a movie on a flight
like
in so
you're
long.
Saying, I haven't watched a movie on an airplane. Yeah. I just focus better when I'm on an airplane. Like, you know, because there's really nothing else to do. So, like, you focus in on the movie. You're probably not high because you're in an airport. You have to like pass through all that shit. So, like, you're focusing in on the only thing that's going on, and it's movies. Probably the best way to watch movies.
Right. But also, the thing about this is, like, the way they're trying to sell it is that, like, it's, like, because we're going around Australia, it's nice views. But, like, yeah, what if you're not in a window seat,
yeah,
though?
Like,
you're
what
just,
if,
like, leaning over people the whole time? Just because...
Excuse me.
It's like the pilot gets on. Hey, folks, we are making our descent back to where we took off.
And, like, I've only... Unless it's my family and I'm sitting next to somebody random on an airplane, they're really fat. You know, they're really fat. They're never hot. You know, you'll never just get paired up with a hot girl. Like, I'm waiting for, actually, this one time this did happen. I was on an airplane and then some hot girl did randomly sit next to me, but I was so caught off guard because I'm like, you're usually fat and like,
yeah, who
disgusting.
Are you?
Like,
you're
why
definitely
you?
In the wrong.
I was like startled. I was like, I don't even know what to do. I'm
you're like,
okay.
Can I check your ticket?
I'm like, okay, Corey. Yeah. Can you imagine? I checked and like
this
it was
can't
the wrong
be right.
Seat.
Yeah, and then you kicked her out. Get the fuck out of here, hottie. Send the whale over.
But I was so caught off guard because like she wasn't hot. She was like airplane sit next to you hot. So like. She was like a 9 in the airplane sitting next to you hot scale, but like probably like a 6 or a 5 on like the normal hot scale. Because if they're not 400 pounds, then they're really hot, pretty much.
Yeah.
But so I just like did, I was like, okay, Corey, play cool, you know? Play cool. And like I played it really cool. I didn't say a word to her. I didn't say a single word to her.
She didn't even know you were there.
So sick.
She had no idea.
She was probably like, why didn't he say anything to me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. She probably left that plane and was like, this kid's so cool, he didn't say a word to me.
Yeah, he didn't put any pressure on me at all because he just didn't say anything.
So cool.
Can you imagine, though, like, you book this flight, you get stuck next to, like, a 300-pound person, and like, I missed this.
This is
stewardess, this is fantastic.
There's no better blanket than a fat person.
Yeah, on a flight.
Like, I, during my commute, when I used to commute during King Lalana Railroad, every morning, it would suck because there would only be, by my stop, there's only middle seats left.
Right.
So, like, you pretty much just, like, and you were really tired because you had a train in. So, like, these were, like, 7 in the morning trains. So, like, I was fucking knocked. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would just use the two fat people in between me as, like, I would use their fat as blankets to keep me warm. And then I would fall asleep, and then I'd wake up, and I'd be refreshed.
It sounds awful, but, like, that's the kind of shit you deal with on a packed
It sucks, dude.
The middle seat on the train is so much worse than on a plane.
And this isn't a subway. This isn't a subway where you're riding it for stops or two. Like, this is a 45, 50-minute train, and you fucking hate yourself. You hate your life. This is every day at 7 in the morning. And you're not excited. You're not going to something dope.
No.
You're doing shit, and it fucking sucks.
That's what sucks, is the shit you have to do is never, like, awesome shit.
Yeah. Well, you also wouldn't even, like, it wouldn't even be like, ugh, I have all this shit to do tomorrow. It's not like, ugh, I have all this sick shit to do.
Yeah.
You never say that.
I can't wait to wake up tomorrow morning and do all this shit I gotta do.
It's not usually not good.
I'm gonna call all my boys and help me do all this shit
I gotta
do. You've
never been like, oh yes, I have so much shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why? Because doing shit fucking sucks.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And you know what? A lot sometimes on this program, we'll have advice for you on how to like really embrace the all days off. You know, we don't really have advice here on this. It's really just more just acknowledge that it's okay that doing shit sucks.
Yeah. Like we're not telling you not to do that shit that sucks.
Just don't bring other people.
Make it funny. That's what makes you. You know what? Laugh about it later. Yo, that shit fucking sucks. Like, people hate when I complain, but like I'm making it funny. So.
Yeah. But also, don't bring other people into doing your shit.
Oh, yeah, that too. Unless we're the ones who are doing it. Unless I'm doing it and I need help.
Yeah, unless you, like, offered me a ride and I'm like, oh, dude, also, can we also do this? Then say yes.
Yes, then for sure.
Do my shit for me.
But, yeah.
Who knows what the future holds? All we know is this is the fuck house.
The next house on reels.
The first house on reels.
Mm-hmm.
It is even more nippy than it was at the beginning.
It's a bit nippy. It's about three nipples out.
Three nipples nippier at this point.
Three nipples nippier.
Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back again next week.
Bye.